A manhunt that virtually shut down the northern Maine town of Lee today has ended as state police have taken 35-year-old Anthony Lord into custody. Police say Lord shot 5 people in 3 northern Maine communities overnight. He has a criminal record that includes convictions for domestic assault, criminal threatening, and assault. He's also on the state sex offender registry. Lord was arrested in Holton, and police say a woman being held with him is safe. Dozens of law enforcement officers had been searching for Lord, who's believed to have stolen a logging truck before the overnight shootings in the towns of Lee, Benedicta, and Silver Ridge. Jennifer Mitchell's in Lincoln, where police held a press conference this afternoon. Jennifer, as best as you've been able to figure out, what happened up there?
Well, it's a fairly twisted tale so far. It's one that appears to have started Thursday night, but police are naturally still trying to put the pieces together. What they do know is that 5 people were shot, 2 of them fatally shot, and one person was beaten in what might best be described as something of a rampage. It seems to have started with a barn in Benedicta Township being set on fire around 8:30 Thursday evening. And at that same residence where the barn was burning, 2 individuals, a man and a woman, were found shot. The man later died of his injuries. The woman was taken to the hospital. But another woman who lived at that residence, 21-year-old Brittany Irish, is known to have left the residence with Lord. And from there, you can pretty much follow a trail of destruction, more shootings, a beating, the theft of a pulp truck, and then a massive manhunt that finally ends with Lord's apprehension in Holton. And it's interesting to note that this wasn't the only manhunt going on today. Resources from the ongoing manhunt in Parkman, where Robert Burton has been on the run since June 5th, some resources had to be diverted from that search to try and bring Lord under control today.
Any sense of what his motives might have been, the story behind this?
Well, at this point, police are not really speculating on what could have sparked off this rather extraordinary sequence of events. It's unknown if or how the victims were connected, if they knew each other or not. It is fairly clear that Brittany Irish and Lord at least did know one another, but whether she went with him willingly or not is unknown at this point. She is not under arrest at the present time, but Lord will continue to face police interrogation, and they will be searching for that motive, no doubt.
The people who were shot, we now know that at least 2 of them are dead. Do we know anything else, like who they are?
Well, at this point, not all next of kin have been notified, so names are being withheld at this point. We do know that there were 6 victims in all, 5 suffered a gunshot wound, 1 a beating. 2 of them, both men, have died of their injuries, and the rest were taken to hospitals for treatment, but no word on the condition of the survivors, and they expect to know more shortly after kin have been notified.
One thing that has come out about Anthony Lord is that he's been investigated in the death of his 6-month-old son in May. Is there any thought that this is in connection with that?
Yeah, there's been a lot of speculation on the fact that Lord has a criminal history. He's known to the police. He's on the state sex offender registry. And he is part of an ongoing investigation into the death of his own 6-month-old son. But police are reluctant to say where he fits into that investigation, and they don't speculate on whether these latest incidents were at all related or not. For now, you know, what we know is that Lord is in custody. He'll face questions from the police. He will face arraignment soon, and he will likely face 2 counts of homicide, and police say other charges are likely to follow, and he's due to make his first court appearance in Arista County sometime at the beginning of the week.
All right, Jennifer Mitchell speaking with me from Lincoln. Thanks so much for calling in.
And thanks.